Hello, and welcome to Live Vedanta, a podcast about simple living and high thinking. We are nearing the end of season 7 of Live Vedanta, and it's been wonderful to have so many of you from all over the world tuning into these insights on courageous caregiving taken from Vibhishana Gita. But if you're curious about a live community for reflection, discussion, and learning with Vivekji, we have 2 courses coming up this spiritual semester. The first is a class on Tuesdays focused on knowledge, or jnana, and it will be focusing on the practical approaches for purifying the mind to live a more peaceful and blissful life. And the other course is on Sundays, and that is something that we call Bhakti Hour. It's an opportunity to delve into devotional stories, or katha, and pull out the practical insights for our day-to-day living. All information about how to register, which literally takes less than 5 minutes, is available on chinmayaniagara.com. And if you have a question about what might be a good weekly class for you to join, email us. Email us at hello@chinmayaniagara.com. Let's tune in.
Hari Om, and greetings from Niagara Falls. When you think of all of the courses of a meal, a fancy meal at a restaurant, which course do you like to eat the least? Please share in the chat. What don't you want to eat? You're waiting for this to be finished. Salad, obviously. And so when we think of what you, what I, what people add to salad to make it more palatable, it would be candied pecans and walnuts and pear, blue cheese for some. Yes? Okay. Now, if we think of a rougher version of eating a salad, it would be steamed vegetables. Yes? Like really white cauliflower and carrot and so on. And what do you do to make that more palatable? We add so much of bread crust and pepper and so on. Now, if we think of a rougher version from salad to steamed vegetables, it would be raw vegetables then, correct? You know, when people show up at dinner parties with those trays and you wish that they didn't come, and they definitely didn't come with that tray. And so you have to add so much of that dressing and to make that consumable. Now, I really like to imagine what you are thinking about, what I'm thinking about as I go about these, these beginnings into the content. That salad with the pecans and the pear and so on, in this comparison, would be like looking after yourself only. Then the steamed vegetables would be like getting married, where you have to look after someone else too. Then what would be the raw vegetable? That hard broccoli, where you're looking after your child, your children. What is so difficult about parenting? The difficult part is that our vices are amplified. If I'm an angry person and I only have to look after myself, it's not amplified. It's probably contained within me. When I have to look after another, let's say in a marriage, it gets amplified times 10. And with a child, with children, it gets amplified times 100. This is what is difficult about parenting. And when all of these vices are amplified, we know that we have to unlearn them. And unlearning requires time to be less angry, to be less judgmental, and so on. And that's why year after year, we give so much time to to parenting culture. We can call it by different names like caregiving culture, understanding culture, courageous parenting. Irrespective of the name we give, this community gives a lot of time to this unlearning. This week being week 31. Out of a year of 52 weeks, what do you do at a self-development level that lasts 32 weeks? Probably not too much. In parenting culture, as we're trying to unlearn being cowardly so that we can learn being courageous, we are going through a set of values that has been offered by Sri Rama to Sri Vibhishana. Now, why a set of values? So that this becomes our value system. It comes out to you like a set of values. What it should come into you as is a value system. I want us to be clear, emphatic about how important a value system is. When one doesn't have this, it's like having a corrupt judge govern one's life. A judge is one who's supposed to uphold values. But what a corrupt judge does is compromises on those values. And we know what this can do to countries, what it can do to laws. But the same can happen to us when we just have a set of values instead of a value system. In Rama Gita or Vibhishana Gita, there are 23 values that are shared. But we have taken two values and we've opened them up where they're not counted as one, but they're counted as five. So in that, we have 23 values plus this opening up, which leads us to 31 values. Yama and Niyama can be counted as one, but they're so dense that it's better that they be counted as five and then another five. Where are we right now? I'm going to chant and then explain. Bara bigyana katina ko danda. Sri Rama has a bow. This bow symbolizes conviction. Amala achala manatrona samana. If there's a bow, there is a quiver. This quiver is made up of integration and steadiness. Bow, quiver, then arrows. Sama jama niyama silimukha nana. These arrows are of quietude. And then what we've invested a lot into is the yamas. These are the don'ts. And the third arrow, or the third category of arrows, is the niyamas, or the do's. The do's that we've come across so far are swadhyaya. To understand. Can you point to me what you're supposed to understand? Yourself. It is an arrogant strategy to try to understand someone else before you understand yourself. Once you've understood yourself, then organize. That is shaucha. And certainly this means organize one's lifestyle, but more so organize one's thoughts. First, I have to understand my thoughts and then organize them. In the Yoga Sutta, this would be the flow of negative thoughts, noble thoughts, and then ideally, No thoughts. The third is tapa or discipline. As I try to organize my thoughts, for there to be a sliding scale of more and more and more refinement. How many of you play pickleball by show of hands? Only one person plays pickleball. Okay, how many of you have played pickleball before by show of hands? It's a fun game. I'm hesitant to call it a sport. So it's a fun game. And when I played for the first time, I had played in Cleveland. And there was people who were physically less fit than me, at least by appearance, but they dominated me in pickleball. And it's because I may have the organization of being able to move fast or to jump high, but they're just more disciplined when it comes to strategy. Top spin, bottom spin, all of those kinds of matters. So for us too, whatever our happiness level is, for us to keep on refining that. Now we get into the final two niyamas, which are the don'ts. Tell me in the chat again, and I want you to look at me. What does Sri Rama's bow symbolize in terms of values? I just shared it. Starts with the C. His bow. Conviction. Then the quiver. What were the two values? One starts with I, one starts with S. Think. Integration, you got it. And the S? Steadiness, yes. Okay, so our bow is set, our quiver is set. Show me with your hands how many arrows are there. At least in words, three. You got it. What was the first? In Sanskrit or English? Quietude. Then the next, though listed as one, really it's containing five, the yamas, which are the In your car, what part of car, your car would the yamas be? In your car, they would be the don'ts or the brakes. Very good. Then the niyamas would be the gas, the accelerator. As we are in our second final class, and we have one more after this. It is not important for you to remember all of the technicalities, but it's also important for you not to come into these technicalities with a casual attitude. If you don't remember, you can't practice. You don't have to remember at Vivek's level where he's teaching Advaita Vedanta, but to come at this casually, where you're just engaged in shravana. Remember this morning I talked about how 90% engage in shravana, but only 9% they engage in the manana where this becomes real for them. This becomes as real for them as their family or their work, their health, and so on. The final two are pranidhana and Santosha. So I'm working with Pranidhana first. This is the 29th of the set of values. The more you reflect on this, this will become your value system. And then it's important not to compromise on these values. That's what this year is about. Holding on and following through. Until parenting culture, or until your relationship with higher self-development, the purpose of parenting was parenting. But what pranidhana or devote means, it's where your purpose is not parenting, but your purpose is the original parent, and you feel less and less and less like you are a parent. Pranidhana means to devote. To be devoted to the original parent, in which case your identity as a parent can't be as strong, correct? There's an original parent. And so all I am is an instrument or a child. Let me try to give you a visualization for this. Your relationship with higher self-development started off with satsanga, correct? You were in a discourse series or you came to a retreat and you were moved by the change in your thoughts from negative to noble. So what happened is you started to offer seva. For many, this has come in the form of teaching Balavihar. Yes? Or administrating for a center, a mandir, and so on. But in doing so, what has happened? Maybe annoyance, maybe laziness, maybe comparison, maybe judgment. So now you want to fill in that gap through sadhana. Satsang, then lower seva, then sadhana. I don't want to be annoyed by my students. I don't want to compare my teaching style to another teaching style. I don't want to judge parents. So that sadhana, and if you follow through with this, it leads to the completion of this shape, which is a diamond. You get led to the higher seva. The higher seva, you're not doing it for those kids or those parents or that mandir, you are doing this for divinity. You are doing this for Bhagavan. That's how you become a diamond, the pranidhana. One sign that you are following through with this do, that is pranidhana or devote, at a higher level, you're devoted to the original parent, so you feel like you're a parent less. Then I had also given you a visualization of you're engaged in higher seva. In this seva, it's much, much, much less about you. One sign that you're following through with this is acceptance. Acceptance of yourself. That's how you know you're following through with devote, is you accept yourself more, that you are custom designed to be the way you are. You didn't create yourself. You have a creator who created you. I'm reading the inspiration from the workbook in terms of pranidhana. When we see divinity as the doer, and ourselves as the instrument, we can treat whatever work we do as our sadhana, in brackets, devotion, which we are offering to divinity. By doing so, we may focus more on the effort and less on the results. More on the effort means you're accepting yourself. You're in control of the efforts, correct? And not the result. The next niyama or do very much connects to pranidhana or devote. This is the 30th set of values. 30th set of values. This being a value system, that's for you to count based on your reflection. Santosha means smile. Can you all try? I know, Monday, long Monday. But that's the journey we're on. We're on a journey to joy. We're not on a journey to complete a task list. We're not on a journey to develop our resumes. We're on a journey to joy. If you have dedicated your thoughts and words and actions to divinity, what naturally comes from divinity? Prasada. Prasada means that which delights. Really, if you've done your best, you have this inner contentment that is felt. And earlier, if it was about you completing this diamond that is this higher seva, to reach this higher seva, to be closer to the original parent, what is required is allowance. You have to put in your best effort, and then you have to allow whatever is going to happen, to allow that. Pujaswami Tejamayananda taught this so emphatically to us. We're such strong doers that are results-oriented. And so a refined skill, a refined mindset for a parent is to allow. And so if the earlier niyama was about accepting oneself, what is the sign that you're following through with santosha or smile? You accept your child, your children, the next generation, but you will only accept that if you've completed value 29. And that which is previous to that. So accept yourself, accept others. For santosha, I'm coming back to pranidhana, but I'm reading the reflection. I feel the reflection for pranidhana relates to santosha. How can we teach our children not to act for grades or rewards, but rather to enjoy the journey and focus more on what they can control rather than what they can't? Sri Rama is sharing with Sri Vibhishana, there are three arrows in my quiver, which I use with my bow. It is quietude. When I become quieter, I know what not to do. Those are the five nons. But I can't just not do, I have to do. These five do's are taking us from being the doer to being the instrument, and finally to just being the observer, to allow. And so many of my interactions with seekers, they would ask me about their parent or their sister or their child, about how do I get them involved? How do I help them to find happiness? And my first response to them is, this journey to joy, one only gets on this journey on account of grace. And that grace is not in your control. Who are you to grace someone? That's only in the range of divinity. And it brings so much lightness to one when one practices this.
If you enjoyed what you heard or want to learn more, share this episode with a friend or find us online at facebook.com/CM Niagara. For those on the journey of self-development, Chinmaya Mission Niagara provides a community forum for seekers to listen, reflect, and contemplate. This podcast is produced by the Young Adults of Chinmaya Mission, an international nonprofit working to transform individuals through the knowledge of Vedanta. Until next time, inspire, love, be.